Hey everybody, welcome to the Keep Beacon Broadcast. I know it's been a while since the last one. There have been many unforeseen issues that have happened. You can all blame Holler, who's with us today. It's his fault.
Yep. Always.
And you may hear a new voice, that is Bermaine. He was our secret production guy in the background of the last podcast, the one changing the screens and stuff.
Hello.
And that's all we have with us today. Just three guys looking to talk about games and nerdy stuff. And stuff Holler likes, unfortunately.
Hey now! Just the because my stuff is more awesome than yours doesn't mean you'd be hating.
Whatever.
Anyways, I guess we'll get into the more time-sensitive stuff right away. All the E3 announcements and news.
This is all watch, new to me.
I didn't watch it live, but I've seen recaps of most of it and watched trailers for a lot of the announcements and whatnot.
What's your favorite announcement?
Probably the Far Cry 6 season pass, to be honest.
Which one surprised me the most? Was the Avatar game. How long has it been since they made the Avatar movie?
Like 2009.
They're still working on the second one, aren't they, though?
There's a second one?
Yeah, there's supposed to be a third one coming, too.
What?
Yeah, they're working on a trilogy.
I gotta Google this.
Yeah.
Not right now. Later.
Oh, no, I'm Googling it right now.
What?
Oh, it's due to come out December of next year?
The movie or the game?
I typed in Avatar 2.
Oh, so then the movie. Probably.
Yeah.
Speaking of twos, Slime Rancher 2. Yes, please.
Ooh.
I didn't technically beat Slime Rancher 1, but I played it enough to where I feel like I beat it.
Is that just where you harvest slimes?
No, it's like you get a little farm and you suck up slimes and you put them in their little, like, own little habitat. Or if you mix them, they can combine and create a unique, bigger slime. It's like a farming sim, basically.
No, it's slimes. A breeding simulator.
Kinda, yeah.
I didn't play it much. I played it briefly. My nephew pretty much took over after that.
It's fun. It's like, it's a good time waster, I guess.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought of it. Like, it looked like something like that, where you just chill out and just play.
Yeah, it's just relaxing. Until you get chased.
It's kind of like one of those clicker games?
No, definitely not. It's, think of like a 3D Stardew kind of, with slimes instead of plants. Kind of like that. And basically no NPCs. There's a few, but not many. Another second is the Outer Worlds 2. I didn't really play much of the first one. I got kind of bored of it pretty quick.
I thought it was too short. Like, I beat it way too fast, and I wanted more of it, but...
Didn't it have DLC?
It did, but I never bought any of it.
Yeah. Did you ever play Outer Worlds, Holler?
Nope.
You like Fallout, don't you?
No, never played Fallout.
What?
Yeah.
Never mind. Everybody can shame Holler now. Now it's not me that's on the cutting board. You're on the chopping block this time.
I've never really been a big fan of Fallout. I mainly played 4, and I think that's pretty much it.
Played a bit of 3. No, I didn't. I lied. Well, I played like 15 minutes. Does that count? I played like a few hours. By a few, I mean like probably like 20 to 30 of New Vegas. But I got tired of
yeah, I forgot.
It taking forever to get everywhere, so I quit playing that. And then 76 I played a lot of.
Yeah, I played Vegas for a while. I forgot about that one.
Some other interesting announcements, in my opinion, is Tiny Tina's Wonderland. It's supposed to take a lot of inspiration from the fourth DLC of the second game, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keep, where it's like set in a fantasy world, but it's still Borderlands, so it's still a looter shooter. And it's apparently it's just going to be a spinoff with obviously Tiny Tina, and it's going to be like super fantasy based. They said, I think they said that there'll be returning enemies from that DLC, along with like tons of new ones and stuff. Not a whole lot is known about it yet. They just now announced it, so obviously there's not much to go off of.
Yeah, you got is that really though?
What?
It's going to be leaked sooner or later.
I don't know.
Everything is leaked.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Take Windows 11. It was just leaked.
And Holler steals the transition.
Hey, I gotta steal it where I see it.
So
got a problem with it? Come at me.
What's this about Windows 11, Holly, since you're so hyped to talk about it?
I'm mad. They promised us that Windows 10 would be the last Windows ever.
I don't know why they don't just call it just Windows and just call it Windows version this or that. Do companies
ever keep their promises anymore?
No. Not anymore.
Let's just hope they're better than Apple and actually like have backwards compatibility.
It's way too Apple-esque for me, I should say. I've seen the previews and stuff like that. The ISO is leaked. It's way too Apple-esque. Like, they have the start menu, like the taskbar. It's now in the center of the monitor.
Ew, instead of on the side. Right?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Oh, like the taskbar at the bottom or wherever you put it?
I am offended.
Yeah. It is horrid.
I guarantee there'll be an update, kind of like with 8.1, where they revert it back.
They better.
See? People aren't going to like it, and they're going to be like, all right, I guess. We'll make a small little version for those people.
Take a look at this for me.
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at a web page right now.
Look at this.
I don't know. It doesn't look that bad.
Well, they have it thrown in the middle, and they got rid of like the normal, like the very easy alphabetical scroll through apps, and now it's all just like these weird pins.
And they're not
even in alphabetical order.
Well, there's an all apps thing right there at the top right.
Well, yeah, this but is
that's like two extra clicks you have to go through instead of just being able to go through and just find it.
Well, I'm guessing with the pin, it just means that someone pinned it that way. So that's like,
yeah,
it's an idea.
But isn't that why you have desktop icons?
True. Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to help people keep their desktop clean, because we all know everybody's guilty of having a dirty desktop.
I don't even have icons showing on my desktop.
That's the exact reason why you have icons, is for that purpose.
And I mean, that's not new, though, to be fair, because they've had pinned to start menu and everything.
True, but it's only been like 3 or 4, not everything.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, it's probably going to change a lot before release. Although, and to be honest, I don't mind that in the middle. It doesn't bother me much.
I think there's a setting in there. I may be wrong, but I think there's a setting there to make it go back to the left-hand side.
I'm sure there is. You would hope that they learn their lesson with Windows 8.
They're probably just showing like, oh, hey, this is what you can do with new Windows.
Well, yeah. let's look at Windows Track real quick. Let's see. Windows XP was good. Windows ME sucked. Windows 2000 sucked. Then we had Windows 7, which was decent. Windows 8, which was crap. Windows 10 wasn't bad. I think this one's going to crap.
8.1 wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I didn't mind 8.
But I'm glad you mentioned the one that we shall now name.
What, ME?
No, you didn't mention the one we shall not name.
Shall I name it?
No, yes. It starts with a V for very bad.
Very bad. In my opinion, that one never existed.
Good. I agree. There you go.
Let's just forget it ever happened.
Yeah. What was that? Never heard of it.
But yeah, it's just like, it threw me for a loop, and I don't know what I think about it.
I'm just curious if they're going to start dropping support, like security support, like they did with XP. Now 7's probably going to be on the chopping block. Yeah,
they already have an end date of Windows 10. It's already out. Windows 10.
And with this update, will this like go out like Windows 10 came out? Like, oh, hey, your computer's got an update.
Windows 10 end of life, October 24th,
2025. October 14th.
Yeah.
2025. That's so dumb. I mean, it makes sense logically. You don't want to have to keep updating an operating system you're no longer focusing on, but it's still dumb.
But it makes my job a living nightmare trying to upgrade hundreds of computers operating systems.
They should just make an update for the operating system constantly and just keep updating it.
That's what Windows 10 was supposed to be.
Yeah, like
I think what they're trying to do though, they're ending like support for like I think it's Windows 7. They're completely dropping support. I could be completely wrong, but they're trying to optimize it so there's not as much backwards compatibility, if I remember correctly.
I thought support for Windows 7 was long gone.
No.
You're probably thinking of XP.
Windows 7, let's see. Windows 7 XP is still doesn't even supported.
XP
doesn't even get security updates anymore.
No.
Let's see here. Windows 7 extended would be... Yeah, because you can still pay for it. Okay, ended in... support, whatever. You can still pay for extended security updates.
Oh, okay.
Pay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to buy the operating system and then pay to be able to use it for longer, is what you're saying.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's dumb. Speaking of dumb, back on the topic of games, since Holler transitioned way too early.
I didn't transition way too early. It was like perfect timing. It was just like yelling at me in the face. Gotta do it.
But another not so... I mean, So, Lust for Darkness. For those who don't know, it's a very sexual-orientated game. It's like a cult with like sexual theme. And they're coming out with one called M Edition. So what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear M Edition, Holler?
McAfee?
No, like M Edition for a game.
Honestly, think I have seriously. No idea.
You don't think Mature. Of like readers? Yeah, thank you, Brim. So you would think with M Edition, it would be like more intense sexual content or something. No, apparently the M Edition is going to have no sexual content. So it's like they're keeping the world and the story, but getting rid of the sexual nature of it. Which, yeah, cool. They're trying to reach a broader audience, but it kind of like completely ruins the whole concept of the game.
Point of the game.
Yeah, it's so weird. That they would make a game called Lust for Darkness and then get rid of Lust. So now it's just for Darkness. Yeah.
How many sales did that game end up getting? I figure.
I'm not sure. I know they won some awards like within the first month or something.
Yeah, it's probably just a case. They didn't get enough sales. So they're like, well, we can get this out there again, rated M for mature, just cut some stuff and hope we get more sales and stuff.
And get a lower rating.
Yeah.
What's it called? I don't know what the rating
ESRB is called.
Yeah, that rating system. But yeah, that's a... I don't know. That was announced at E3 as well. I thought it was weird. I haven't played the original. I played like prequels to it or whatever you want to call it. And it's for those who don't know, it's the same people that made Agony, the Kickstarter game that was supposed to be like a realistic hell simulator thing that had a terrible launch. Yeah. But it's from what I played, it's good now. I backed it. It's one of the few things I backed on Kickstarter, and I regretted it.
Don't have the people that that backed up on Kickstarter regret it?
Usually. There's some good stuff that comes out of it, but usually, yeah.
The few things that are, they're unicorns.
There's a card game from the Binding of Isaac card game, Four Souls. That was a big hit.
There's also been a bunch of successful video games funded on there that actually have come out. Just
Ukulele.
Most of them don't.
Ukulele was a successful Kickstarter. Spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie. Good game.
I only played a bit of it.
I kind of skipped over. You asked what my favorite announcement was from E3, and I said Far Cry 6 Season Pass. Oh, yeah. I don't care much. So the whole thing with Far Cry for me is the antagonist? I think that's the evil one, right?
Yeah.
Protagonist is good. Okay, yeah. The antagonist or antagonists. They're also, like, over the top.
Yeah.
Like, Voss was literally insane and crazy and amazing. And with the Far Cry 6 Season Pass, one of the DLC add-ons or whatever, you get to play as three of the villains from the previous games, one of which is Voss. And Pagan, who I don't care about at all. I did not like Pagan. He was boring. And Joseph from Far Cry 5 and kind of Far Cry New Dawn.
Yeah, was he like a cultist or something like that?
He's a, what do you call those?
A messiah kind of
thing. Yeah. That people that think that they have like her god. But what makes him interesting, spoiler here for those who haven't played Far Cry 5, his visions and what he claims that he sees and knows comes out to be true. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see things from his perspective. Because usually you hear about that stuff and people are saying, oh, you know, the end of the world's coming. God has told me this, that, and they're, you know, it's never true. But in this case, it was. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And then Voss is, from what they showed, it seems like Voss is kind of reversing the role to where the protagonist from Far Cry 3 is kind of mimicking how Voss was in it. So yeah, makes them look like the bad guy. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like the quote, the definition of insanity. Do you know the definition of insanity? Like the good guy says it in Voss's mind.
Aren't
apparently
you the definition of insanity?
Sometimes, yes. Another thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I saw you highlight it, so you can go ahead and bring it up.
Yeah, how about that there, Back for Blood? Makers of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, the same devs from Left 4 Dead.
It looks exactly the same as Left 4 Dead, and I'm so happy about that.
Is it just Left 4 Dead modernized?
It pretty much is like Left 4 Dead. It's just they have different monster types. And
there's like a giant monster, like a giant monster that chases you and has a health bar and stuff. So like there's some different things to it.
Yeah. It just feels like, man, this feels like Left 4 Dead. It's just like brand new, and I love it.
I think it's what Left 4 Dead 2 should have been, because I feel like Left 4 Dead 2 was,
well, that was just
recycle
like
a, of one kind of,
exactly, because it came out like not even a year after the first one came out.
It was like, just I remember that. I feel like it was like a director cut for Left 4 Dead. That's like here's three or four new zombie types that we wanted to add, but we'll just put them in here and call it a sequel.
Yeah. Well, there was like new areas and new characters to play as, but it wasn't like much difference.
No, not at all.
They could have added a ton more to it probably. And
that's why I'm mixed with like Back 4 Blood. I don't know. Maybe I'm burnt out on the whole four player get to the end like experience, because Left 4 Dead is very, very, very repetitive for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. It can be, and there have been times where I get tired from playing those kind of games.
Yeah, but I did see a few YouTubers play it early, Dashi and Corey Kenshin. I watched their gameplay, and there's like, you get like cards or something, like stat cards, perk cards, whatever, before matches that you can use. So it's like a loadout thing. So maybe that'll spice it up enough to where it doesn't feel like just kind of like a BR. You just drop into the same thing over and over.
Well, I hope it's not like anything like a BR in there, because I'd hate that.
Well, I was just saying BR, how is, like, it's literally never different. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
that's BR, not true.
That is true. The only thing that makes BR different is it's competitive. Left 4 Dead
You go from shooting people. You can shoot people with bows, and then you can also shoot people with guns. They're very different.
Depends on the game, Holler. I'm talking BR in general. But what it's I'm getting at is it's the same. What I'm getting at is the concept never changes. It's the same thing. You drop down, you kill stuff, and you win or lose. That's it.
Yeah.
And with Left 4 Dead, it is you, whatever, you crash a car, you need to find a boat, something like that, and you just make it to the end, safe house, close the door. There's the end of that, like, chapter. Or is it? No. I don't know. There's the end of that quest, and then you go to another one.
I believe it's
and eventually there's four.
Yeah.
And then it's over. You have one final, like, fight at the end, and then there you go. And then just do it all over again. There was nothing after it to work towards. So it felt like there was no progression, really, aside from the main, like, area story for that area itself. Just get to the end and fight the horde and escape. But I think the card you can unlock after doing certain stuff, so maybe that'll freshen it up.
Maybe.
Freshening up.
So did you guys hear about what? Did you hear what's going on in China right now?
What?
I did not.
That they are. The Chinese government is shutting down crypto mining facilities left and right.
That's good, I think. Honestly, I have no idea.
Well, depends. If you're looking for a GPU, it might be.
Well, I know cars and stuff are taking a hit because it's getting hard to get
everything like, is chips. Taking a hit.
Yeah,
not like, just cars.
Well, that's just what I heard. I'm going off. I don't know, Holler.
Yeah.
I don't research
this
stuff.
It's chips in general, but it's going to at least hopefully clear up some of the GPU market.
Hopefully clear up all the market, because I'm sure people would like to have cars that aren't expensive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also saving a lot of energy, too.
Yeah.
Shutting down these. Good. Yeah.
How are they shutting them down? Do you know? Are they like...
Chinese government like, is literally just going through and just pulling the power to these farming facilities.
They're not like swatting them where they bust down the door and like, get on the ground, we're taking your computer.
It is the Chinese government we are talking about.
They're just doing it to get all the cryptocurrency for themselves.
Yeah, you're probably right. They're probably doing it just so they can have all the graphics cards.
It's all their master plan.
Oh my god, they're too smart for us. It was them all along.
But, damn.
Yeah, so
I mean that'll be good. Having a graphics card that's supposed to be like a fifth of the price that it currently is probably a good thing.
If the market will allow for that, right now that's like 100 to 200% over market value for a card right now.
Yeah. Eventually it'll straighten out though, I'm sure.
It's going to be a couple of years, I think, after the chip shortage is taken care of. It's ridiculous is what it is.
I wouldn't know. I'm not too involved in that field, personally.
Same.
Hardware-wise. I don't even know half of the stuff you talk about, Holly.
Hey, now.
I still have that clear peel thing on my case, just to spite you, Hauser.
beer pill thing.
Yeah, the thing that comes on like new screens and glass and stuff that you peel off. No,
you didn't peel that off.
No, it's still there. You want a picture?
Why?
That's the best part. You gotta peel that shit off, man.
You gotta peel.
No, I gotta keep it on.
That's like the most annoying thing ever is when people leave that on.
Right, if I have any computer repair, I'm gonna ship it to you just so you have to see it.
You must.
I would rip it off in a heartbeat.
I'm gonna super glue it on there.
Oh, no. Especially when it sits there.
I'll just make it all crusted and.
And the sides start peeling and coming off of the screen.
Yeah, it's doing that.
Oh, it looks awful.
Well, it's glass, but yeah, same thing.
We are offended.
I don't think I want to continue this stream. This is awful. I am so triggered right now.
Good. Back on topic. Grounded's getting an update for those who didn't know. If you ever played Grounded, did you hear about the update, Holly?
No. You need to peel that crap right now.
Nope. I hear your chair squeaking. Quit moving.
Never.
That would have been me.
Yeah, Grounded's getting an update. Apparently, a lot of people wanted to be able to sit in that game. So now you can sit. And they added a new, like, I guess it's supposed to be a final boss called the Broodmother. It's a giant spoopy spider. And based on the little teaser they showed, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And you can build castles and stuff now.
I'm still stuck on your thing not peeling.
Well, too bad. We're changing it. We're getting on with the show.
Oh.
The Evil Dead game was announced, too. If anybody played Friday the 13th, it's very similar to that.
Yeah, I got the same vibes with that when I saw the trailer. I'm like, yeah, it looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Graphic-wise, at least.
The trailer was kind of interesting, though, because they were kind of, like, comical about it.
It looked way more polished, too, than Friday the 13th, because that game was a mess.
Way more gory, like, too. I think Friday the 13th ran into some issues, though, when
development. Like, it had something to do with the movie rights. They didn't have the rights to continue working on the game, so they had to just leave it.
Yeah, I think.
Or something like that.
And the final announcement is a Plague Tale Requiem. I don't know anything about that. That's for Brim to talk about.
that game was pretty good. I like the first one. Basically, you're like stuck in this area where it's like a plague, and you have to like watch out for these rats that attack at night, and you gotta like learn how to control them and like move. Like they're like an obstacle, and you can like use them to kill enemies and stuff. And I don't know. I'm horribly explaining it, but it looks like
kill all the things?
You can kill all the things. No, but you can use them to kill enemies, get around. It's like a puzzle game, pretty much.
Didn't they do that in Dishonored 2, I want to say? Where you could control rats?
Yeah, you could.
One of the Dishonoreds. I think it was 2.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was the first one, too.
Maybe.
I think the special abilities you could get.
Yeah. I think the first and second are totally different. Really, I don't know. I have the games. Maybe I'll replay
them. I don't know, but this is a game I would recommend to you, Ken Curl. I think you'd like a Black Tail, the first one even.
I might check it out.
I did a horrible job explaining it, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. Was there anything that you saw that you liked, Holly, from that we haven't mentioned?
To be honest, I haven't really seen much of E3, except for those couple games.
I figured. Busy guy over here.
Well, I got a full-time job, and my work's kicking my butt day in and day out.
Constantly traveling?
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm headed up to Nebraska tomorrow. And Oklahoma the day after.
Ah. See, busy man. And this is why he can't enjoy his life.
And then Kansas over the weekend. And then Texas the week after.
Yeah, I would not do that, personally.
Why?
Too much driving. I can't even stand being in a car for an hour. I get motion sick, and I get like super car sick.
Hey! I went through all the Harry Potter books. Not all of them. The first three in a week and a half, because that's how much I was driving.
You're not supposed to read and drive, Holly.
No, audiobooks.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, they have completely ruined the movies for me.
Well, that's what everybody says.
I was trying to watch the movies along with going through the books, and I just got so mad I had to stop. I just couldn't.
I don't think I watched past Goblet of Fire. I think I watched the second part to the last one, but not the first part. I don't know. It became boring to me. The plot was too like all over the place, in my opinion. Read the book. I don't read.
Yeah, I don't read it.
Listen to the book.
That's one I considered getting into audiobooks because I'm not much of a reader myself either.
My ADHD doesn't allow for that. I just can't.
You two are hopeless.
Concentrate. You're hopeless, Holler.
Dare you?
How am I hopeless?
So, what games have you played recently, Holler?
I'm gonna shut up now.
Fortnite.
Not even really that. I have pretty much touched it in 2 weeks.
My goodness.
I played Biomutant recently. It's a pretty good game for those who haven't played it.
Oh, I played Gunfire recently.
Gunfire.
It came out with a new character.
Oh, that game. I completely forgot about
that.
Yeah.
She, I was just excited because he bypassed me.
Yeah, finally.
That's the one you guys played a while back that you guys are really into.
Yeah.
Conker cheated on it. I know.
What? How dare he?
What?
I'm can't offended. Believe he do
that. I'm can't offended. Trust him with anything.
Nope. Not at all.
Well,
I think that'll do it for this episode. We had more stuff we wanted to talk about, but it's in all honesty, it's late here, and
we're doing this really late.
And it's super hot.
I believe it. Actually, it is like 60 degrees. I have my wind doors open.
Oh, I'm covered up right now. It's nice and cool in my room.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, but it's been cold here, so.
Anyways, I think that'll do it for this one. It was basically E3 and like our opinions on some stuff that came out and some stuff we were looking forward to. Except for Holler, because he was too busy to look into that. He only knows about Windows and Hecky nerd stuff. Yeah. He's a little nerd. But
I am.
The next episode will probably be a bit different. It'll be more opinionated rather than kind of news-esque. So that should be interesting. Maybe. Maybe not. Just let us know.
We shall see.
Or let us not know and we could just guess.
No, you can let us know. If it's garbage, tell us it's garbage. It's fine.
Yeah.
We can blame Holler for it if it's garbage.
I know I'm garbage.
Yep.
Yeah, see? Well. He's aware. But anyways, that'll do it. I was Conker. Thank you for
tuning in.
Holler. That's Permain.
Being
that's
hello, I'm Permain. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Peace out.